there are only two types of information sources that we all listen to. Only two types. There are spellcasters and there are spellbreakers. So let me define them for you, and then I'll offer a little more discussion. Perhaps it's self-evident, but spellcasters are information sources that are taking you further away from truth and committing a kind of sorcery. It's not always on purpose, you know. Sometimes spellcasters can be people who believe what they're saying, but they're still casting a spell, like, you know, climate change is going to kill us all, that kind of thing. So spellcasters are feeding you false information to create a false construct of reality in your mind. And again, spellcasters are not always conscious that they're doing it, but some of them are very conscious, like, you know, the White House or the FDA or the CDC or powerful corporations, tech giants, you know, the military, whatever, you name it. Lots of spellcasters. And if you think about it too, like, let's say you're taking a box of cereal at the grocery store. The box has the front cover, which shows you some artificial, imaginary, dreamland version of that cereal with fresh fruit, you know, and cartoon characters happily frolicking in green fields. You get the idea. That's the front of the cereal box. That's the spell casting side. And then the side panel, where the ingredients are listed, that's the spell breaker. Oh, and they make the spell breaking part really, really tiny, and they only put it there because it's required by law. And the spell breaker part is, oh, you know, enriched bleach, white flour, high fructose corn syrup, artificial colors and flavors, and then sucrose, and just garbage and garbage and garbage. So if you read that, you're like, whoa, wait a second. You know, the fairy tale illusion on the front of the box doesn't seem to add up here, because I'm reading this ingredients list and it looks like diabetes and cancer and heart disease and obesity, stuff like that. So even on the same box, you can have the spell casting component on the front and the spell breaking component on the side. Now, let's talk about spell breakers. Spell breakers are people who work to try to help you break the spells that have been cast upon your mind. That is, to peel back the curtain, right? Lots of metaphors here. To reach the edge of the Truman Show, you know, to take the red pill, to blow the whistle, to pull back the curtain in the land of Oz. You know, the spell breakers are those who want to break the sorcerer's spells that have inflicted your mind. And the thing is, in our world today, the spell casters are wildly successful versus the spell breakers. So the corporate media, of course, are engaged almost entirely in spell casting. That's all they do. And the spells are scripted by CIA sometimes, or the government, whoever happens to be in power at the time, or corporations, or so-called experts, or whatever. So the spells are scripted, and then they're cast out by the media. And right now, one of the most effective spells is the Hanta virus spell, the plandemic that has people freaking out just because they're so susceptible to sorcery. So a lot of people are believing that. They've altered their reality. They think that we're under attack from a virus that spreads from person to person. And that's because they're victims of the spellcasters. Now then, the spellbreakers are independent media, people like you and I, those of us who are willing to think for ourselves and to ask questions and to point out obvious things like, hey, you know, even the government's own document says this virus isn't transmissible between humans at all. And that's if you even believe the whole theory of virology, which I no longer even do. And even if that were an issue, you've got ivermectin, you've got zinc, you've got quercetin, you got 1,000 different defenses against some little meager virus or particle out there. So don't allow yourself to live in fear when you don't need to. See, that's what spell breakers say. And of course, I've been known as a spell breaker for a long time. I'm the guy that breaks the spells that have been cast upon you by the sorcerers or the spell casters. And sometimes breaking the spells only requires asking a simple question. Other times, just showing a piece of evidence. Other times, the Socratic method, asking you questions that you can answer yourself about your own observations and experience, etc. But make no mistake, our world is dominated by spellcasters because the spells are what keep you under control and also generate profits for corporations. Think about the entire pharmaceutical spell. It's amazing. It's just sorcery for your mind. It's a spell that says that if you just take these synthetic chemicals that the FDA approves, then you will be healthy. But it never happens, does it? Your symptoms just get more weird, or they shift around. You have other newer symptoms instead of, you know, the old symptoms. So it just transforms one symptom into another, requiring another pill, another pharmaceutical. So the entire medical industry that exists today, the Western medical industry, is almost entirely sorcery. It's just a bunch of spells cast on people. One of those spells being this idea that, oh, your sadness is a disease, and it's a disease caused by a chemical imbalance in your brain, and you can rebalance the chemicals by taking these antidepressants, blah, blah, blah. All right, that is a spell. None of it is true, but it's a convincing narrative that alters people's perceptions of reality. Even though when people take the pills, they don't feel any better. You know, statistically speaking, with the long-term clinical trials, people who take a lot of antidepressants are not less depressed at all. In fact, they're more suicidal, it turns out. So that's a spell, but it's also a very convincing spell that even convinces you that it's working, you know, that the drugs are working when clearly they're not. Now, the thing is, let's dig another level deeper in all of this. Why is there so much spell casting in our world today? Oh, and I forgot to tell you, most of your education was a lot of spell casting. You know, the textbooks are written to cast spells into your mind, everything from false history and fake economics and, you know, fake events, whatever, fake understandings of physics and this and that. The education system is primarily a form of spell casting. And a real education can only be achieved by breaking the spells that you've been taught through your formal schooling. And that's certainly what I found out. Not that, you know, learning to read and write isn't useful. Of course that is. Basic skills are incredibly useful. But beyond that, you have to learn to break the spells that you've been taught. Spells like, you know, the history of what happened on 9/11, or the history of U.S. president, or what happened in World War II. You know, it's just lie after lie after lie after lie. We're told the history that the system wants us to be told, not the true history of actually what happened, of course. So, again, we live in a world of massive spell binding and sorcery all around us. But why? Why is this so critical for the establishment to achieve? It's because, well, it's kind of like the Truman Show. They don't want you to see reality, because if you saw reality, number one, you would be more empowered and you would begin to question the false authority of the system itself. So they want you to believe that government is your protector and your savior, or that dollars are real money, which they aren't. Or they want you to believe that the government has authority over you and you must obey. You must be obedient to symbols of authority, including your doctor, for example. If you start to question those things, then you become less controllable. And that's what they really hate. They don't want you to become less controllable or more free. If you become more free, then pretty soon you start thinking for yourself and you start realizing that most of what they're telling you is complete nonsense. And then you no longer participate in their system of exploitation and mental imprisonment. And see, that's where they want you. They want you to just work your whole life and pay taxes on your W-2 form and then always use dollars because they can loot the value of the dollars through currency printing. They want you to believe the history you're taught, obviously, never question anything, always go along with, you know, the mandates and the lockdowns and the masks and you know, the emotional outrage that you're programmed to have at certain times. Oh, you're supposed to be outraged at this thing that happened overseas. You're supposed to support war over here. And then, you know, you're supposed to oppose this other thing over here. They want you to be malleable. And if they allow you to see reality and think for yourself, then you aren't malleable. You're unpredictable from their point of view, and they can't handle that. That's the worst possible thing. Imagine a world of 8 billion unpredictable people. Oh my goodness, you know, the globalists would lose their minds. So they have to keep you ensnared, cognitively imprisoned in a predictable set of narratives. Narratives like, as you get older, you automatically, you know, your brain stops working. You've been told that, right? Doctors say that. As you get older, then everything just breaks down. What if that's not true? What if that's a lie that you've been told? And I don't know about you, but my brain works much better today than when I was in my 20s. By far, it's not even close. And I'm not the only example of that. There are many, many people in that boat because, of course, we have good nutrition and we take care of our neurology and we take neuroprotective, anti-inflammatory superfoods and things like that. Your brain can get smarter and better and function better the older you get. Did you know that? Because you see, also a lot of the medical studies are conducted, well, all of them are conducted on unhealthy people because that's who's out there. Very unhealthy people with bad liver function, you know, poor cognitive support, etc. And so the medical studies conducted on those people, those outcomes have nothing to do with your outcome. And yet, doctors will treat you as if you're in the same boat as everyone else. They'll treat you as a person who lives on processed junk food and seed oils and toxic MSG and consumes a bunch of garbage food every day because that's who they see day in and day out, those kind of people. So they will assume that you can't beat type 2 diabetes, that you can't reverse cancer, that you can't reverse heart disease. And they will tell you that. Why? Because they've been programmed with the spellcasters in medical school to think that cancer is not reversible or that type 2 diabetes is permanent, etc. And then they sort of pay forward that spellcasting onto their patients. So they'll tell a type 2 diabetic patient, oh, there's nothing you could do. It's totally random. It's not your fault here. Just take this drug or take this insulin and just, you know, keep on eating Pop-Tarts and ice cream and fried wheat donuts or whatever. And just keep on doing that. There's nothing you can do. Which is really retarded, isn't it, from a medical point of view? Because a real doctor who wasn't controlled by the spellcasters would say to a patient, hey, guess what? You know, your body is not responding well to the sugar intake that you have, and you've lost some insulin sensitivity. And did you know that if you change your diet, you will change the results of your physiology and how it responds to that diet? Did you know that? Yeah, that's amazing. Why don't we start with eliminating all processed sugar from your diet and taking up a little bit of just basic walking? Let's just start moving the muscles a little bit. You don't have to lift weights. You don't have to, you know, become a gymnast. Just start walking a little bit every day. And guess what? You change your inputs, you change your results. See, doctors don't say that. Most doctors don't. Maybe a few do. Most don't say that because that would be too empowering to patients. Patients would realize, You mean I have control over my own outcomes? How dare you think such a thought, you know? The medical establishment won't allow you to think that. So they train their doctors to make sure that you never hear that message. You will hear that message from people like me because I'm a spell breaker. I'm breaking the spell. And it's common sense once you think about it. Because of course, if you change your inputs, you get different results. Of course, if you change what you eat. Of course, if you change how much exercise you get. Of course, if you have better nutrition, you're going to get better health results. It's obvious if you just think about it for 2 seconds. But they don't want you to think about it. They want you to just have the assumption that the doctor fills your head with, which is just a form of sorcery. So here's the real secret in all of this. If you want to be a person who is free and informed, intelligent, alive, aware, healthy, wealthy, you know, vibrant, then of course you want to choose information sources that are spell breakers, not spell casters. I mean, obviously. But the discernment is difficult, and you won't always get it right, because it requires you knowing what's true, what's false, and none of us have a perfect track record on that, right? So we do the best we can. But clearly, if you are listening to influencers that are, you know, paid by foreign nations, or are on the payroll of the U.S. government, or are pushing narratives that empower Big Pharma and the CDC, etc., or are pro-war, pro-military-industrial complex, etc., if you are following those kind of voices, then you are under their spell. And that's exactly what they want. They want you under their spell. If you find that you're following people that are embraced and celebrated by the establishment, that should be a red flag. Then you are following the spell casters, and they are casting spells into your mind, right? On the other hand, if you are listening to people who are censored, shadow banned, blacklisted, demonetized, etc., by the establishment, or attacked by the establishment, then you know you're probably onto some spell breakers, and you should probably continue to pursue that path. And of course, always think for yourself. Not everybody who claims to be a truther is actually a truther, because the truther movement is infiltrated by various narratives. So for example, see, I would say that the flat earth movement is an example of that. That, see, I don't think the earth is flat at all. I think the earth is a sphere. But the flat earth movement presents itself as a spell breaker. Like, we're going to break the spell of a that you're flying through space on a giant floating ball or whatever. Well, I've looked into all the claims of the flat earth theorists, or the common claims, I should say, and I've found that they just don't stand up to any kind of scrutiny or understanding of just basic physics. So I've concluded that the earth is not flat, that the earth is a sphere. And also, I could call people in Australia and ask them to look at the night sky, and, you know, compared to my night sky in different hours, and they are seeing different stars than I'm seeing. So clearly we're not on the same flat plate looking up at the same stars. We're looking at totally different stars, right? Southern hemisphere versus northern hemisphere. So anyway, there's a number of examples of that. But the flat earth idea is promoted as breaking you out of the spell of believing in a spherical earth. But be careful of that, because not everybody who claims to be breaking the spells is actually breaking the spell. Sometimes they're casting a new spell on you that can be just as, you know, false. One of those spells in politics is the trust the plan movement that's still out there for some reason. Trust the plan. Like, every bad thing that Trump does, every time he stampedes your rights or your liberties, or doesn't prosecute, you know, the child traffickers, the Epstein file people, every time he does that, we're told, no, it's all part of the plan. You just have to trust the plan. And then it's all going to make sense, you know, like 15 years later. Yeah, that's just another spell, actually. Trust the plan is a spell that's being cast upon you to try to stop you from thinking critically about the fact that Trump is screwing up and betraying his promises, right? At least that's my view of it. And I know not everybody agrees with that, and that's fine. What I'm just saying is, these are examples of sometimes spell casters pretend to be spell breakers. Now, from my point of view, from what I do, of course, I'm always authentic. I'm not 100% correct, but I will always work to help you break the spells that are out there. I'm always trying to break the spells. I want you to be able to think clearly, rationally. I want you to have good evidence, and I want you to have good access. That's why I put out all those free books at brightlearn.ai, and I put out our free AI engine at brightanswers.ai. I want you to be able to have access to knowledge completely free of charge, so that you can use it to do your own research, make up your own mind, draw your own conclusions. If you want to believe in the trust the plan, yeah, that's up to you. If you think the earth is flat, that's your call. You know, it's not my business to tell you how to think about geography. That's up to you. What I want you to do, though, is dig and research and think for yourself. In fact, the one thing I've said that's nice about the flat earthers is at least they're asking questions. You know, even if they get the wrong answer, I admire the fact that they're willing to ask big questions, unlike the typical, you know, spellbound people who are NPCs that never ask any questions. Just, I am obedient, I accept everything that I am told by authority figures. You know, those people are far worse than, you know, like a flat earth person. Why? Because the NPCs, they are so gullible and they are so obedient, and they will never ask any questions at all. So they go through life completely obedient to whatever narratives are spoon-fed to them, where at least the flat earthers are out there like, let's build a rocket ship, you know, let's fly, let's take pictures from altitude, let's sail to the edge of the the ice perimeter or whatever, the wall around the edge of the flat disc, you know. Hey, at least they're trying, they're thinking about adventures and how to look at it from a different point of view. I admire that aspect of it, okay? Even though I disagree with their conclusions, you got to admire the tenacity of it. What I despise are lazy thinkers who just accept everything because it's been spoon-fed to them. They're like, you know, if you believe the official government's explanation of the JFK assassination, for example, you know, you're not very smart. Or if you believe the official explanation of 9/11, of including Building 7, if you believe the official explanation, you're very gullible. And you're never going to actually learn to think for yourself. First, you have to start asking questions. Like, wait a second. How is it that a third building completely fell down in its own footprint when it wasn't hit by an airplane? So how does that work? You know, start looking into that, because there's a bunch of architects and engineers that have already done all the math. And that's not possible unless they planted demolition charges in the support columns in the building. And they actually demolished it with explosives, which is exactly what they did, obviously. I'm talking about Building 7. And once you realize that, then you know, oh my God, they're really lying to us. The government is lying to us about big things. And if they lied to us about 9/11, what else are they lying to us about? Well, it turns out it's just about everything. And you can hear it today when, you know, when Trump or Scott Bessent is telling you there's no inflation, food is less expensive, and you go to the grocery store and it's, you know, double the price that you remembered. So you know right there that their spells aren't working. They're trying to cast the no inflation spell on you, but you go see prices in the grocery store and it breaks the spell, because you're like, this is double price. Like, I can process numbers. And when you do that, you've broken the spell. So sometimes the spell casting efforts are kind of retarded. They're trying to cast spells that are so ridiculous that the spells actually sort of dispel themselves, you know, literally. Like, well, you know, fuel's cheaper now than it was 6 months ago. And you go get gas, you're like, fuel is not cheaper. Spell broken, you know. Or Trump is more popular than ever. He has 100% support. And then you talk to 10 of your friends and 9 of them hate his guts. And you're like, that spell is broken. Trump does not have 100% support. He's got like maybe 10% support or whatever, you know, whatever number you find. You get the point. So do your best to break spells. And if you connect to any information sources out there, including myself or others, do your best to connect with spell breakers. Spell breakers. That's the kind of people you want to hang out with. They're the coolest people. They're the smartest people. They're the most fun people. They're the most adventurous people also. Sometimes they will annoy you because they'll always ask questions about everything that you are saying as well. Because you're like, I went to the grocery store today and bought some celery. And then your friend is like, are you sure it was celery? You know, like, what? Because that's what spell breakers do. I'm guilty of that myself. It's like, I will ask a lot of questions when people are saying things. But that just goes with the territory. So as long as you can put up with that, you're going to be in great company. And you're going to navigate this whole scenario very successfully. You're going to do well. You're going to be able to protect your assets, protect your life, protect your liberty, freedom, etc., while the other oblivious people don't know what's happening because they're all living under spells all day long. They're like, how come I'm broke and sad? Because you're living under sorcery. You know, if you break the spells, then you could be happy and you could be abundant, etc. And like, what spells? Like, oh, where do we begin? You know, you just ate a bowl of like fake fruit cereal. It's called Fruit Loops and there's no fruit in it. Look, can we start there? Let's start right there. It's not even spelled fruit. It's spelled F-R-O-O-T. How did you not notice that there's two O's in the word fruit? It's not even the correct fruit word. Start there. Stop eating fruit freaking loops, and then we can advance to more mature subjects from there about how to take your life back. How about that? All right. Anyway, that's my take on things. Thank you for listening. If you want to break a lot of spells, I do that every day. It's practically my passion, my career, you could say. I do it at brightvideos.com. Catch all my interviews, all my podcasts, etc. And then I write about it every day, and I have infographics that are spell-breaking infographics that people love. And I've got those at naturalnews.com. If you click on the left-hand column, it's called From the Health Ranger, I think. Those are my stories. And you can see my infographics in just about every story. The infographics are big-time spell-breaking graphics, and that's why they're probably banned everywhere else. But get them while you can and share them. You are free to do so. So thank you for listening. Mike Adams here, the Health Ranger. Take care.
Biostructured silver gel deserves a spot in your emergency bug-out bag. It's made with three types of silver, seven powerful essential oils, and lab-tested for glyphosate, heavy metals, and microbiology. Get yours at healthrangerstore.com.